USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. An emotional tribute when Meghan McCain spoke at her father, Senator John McCain's funeral at Washington National Cathedral this morning.
We gather here to mourn the passing of American greatness. The real thing, not cheap rhetoric from men who will never come near the sacrifice he gave so willingly.
Her brother Jimmy also spoke, reading his father's favorite poem at the funeral in the National Cathedral. The poem, Requiem by Robert Louis Stevenson, was one that McCain reportedly read at his own father's funeral. A lighthearted moment when former Senator Joseph Lieberman spoke at the senator's funeral.
John loved to laugh and make others laugh. When he found a joke that people liked, he told it over and over and over again.
On the way to the National Cathedral, the motorcade made a brief stop at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, where his wife Cindy laid a wreath. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You remember how on the Phil Harris show, Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal, that could hook you up? Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with MyPillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get four pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night, two go-anywhere pillows that are travel size. You can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. You don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the four-pack special? Use my discount code USA. Go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
President Donald Trump says Bloomberg News printed an off-the-record comment he made during an interview that he wouldn't be making any compromises in talks with Canada. Trump talked about the leak while speaking Friday at an executive order signing in Charlotte, North Carolina.
When you say off the record, that's a very, it's not a legal term, but it's a term of honor. So when I say off the record, here's the story, in order really to save time, I don't want to waste a lot of time. They actually printed my off the record.
Trump blasted the dishonest reporting for complicating a potential deal with Canada. In another remark he didn't want published, Trump said the deal would be totally on our terms and reportedly suggested he tried to spook the Canadians with the threat of auto tariffs. Survivors of that deadly bus crash in New Mexico are speaking out. Passenger Robert Ward was sitting in the middle of the bus when it collided with a semi-truck.
All of a sudden I hear brakes lock up and I look out a little bit up further and I see the 18-wheeler coming up at us on an angle, only on one set of wheels.
He says he doesn't blame the driver, but at least two passengers are suing the truck company for negligence. Eight people were killed. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
The bishop who officiated Friday's all-star funeral for Aretha Franklin is being grilled for how he received pop star Ariana Grande after her performance. Bishop Charles Ellis III joked that Grande's name sounded like something from the Taco Bell menu.
I certainly want to apologize to Ariana and to her fans and to her family and to her entire community if what I said was taken the wrong way.
He was also criticized for putting an arm around Grande above her waist with one hand against the side of her chest. Bishop Ellis offered an apology to Grande Friday. Stormy Daniels attorney Michael Avenatti is still talking about a run for president. He was in Las Vegas Friday speaking to a progressive political group.
I'm not interested in being a career politician. I'm interested in solving this dumpster fire of a presidency, and I think it's going to take a very unique candidate to challenge and successfully beat Donald Trump in 2020.
Avenatti says it's the only political office he's interested in running for. Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio delivered the Democratic Weekly radio address. He said if the American worker isn't valued, Americans can't earn their way to a better life.
We need to overhaul how we think about the American economy. We know, first of all, corporations don't drive the economy, workers do. We grow the economy from the middle class out, not from the top down.
He says too often workers are nothing more than a line item in a budget. It's been 20 years since Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone made its U.S. debut. Pottermania has now spawned into 8 feature films, theme parks, and Broadway plays. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.